All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Well, good evening, good afternoon, good morning to everyone who is listening. This is American Vindicta. I'm your host, Doug Thornton. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have been following along, I now have a YouTube channel. American Vindicta Show is on YouTube. And also a Rumble at American Vindicta Show. You can find these links on the American Vindicta Show website, www.americanvindictashow.com. I am also starting to do some blogs on there now. So if you ever want to see some of my creative writing skills or lack of proper writing skills, please visit my blogs. I'll be doing those at least once or twice a week. I got, I think, three of them up right now. You know, we got some other stuff that's happening. Many of you have been requesting that episodes, I believe, 1 through like 63 be labeled. Well, here's the problem. Is in order for me to label all those, GS Radio would have to do, GSRadio.net would have to do quite a bit of a logistical administrative lift. And I'm not trying to put Todd through that right now. So, what I would tell you is that I'm going to be going through every single one of the shows and my show notes. And on the website, on the front page of the website, I will have an area where there will be a description for all of those shows. Likewise, on YouTube, because I've already had one strike against me just for being on YouTube. Within less than 72 hours, I already had my interview with Bob Griswold, which was the first interview that was going to be for YouTube. It was taken down because, well, YouTube doesn't like it when you talk about vaccines. They don't like it when you talk about facts. So they struck it. So now you can find that video on Rumble. The YouTube platform is going to primarily be a place where I will use it for historical references, some of my historical or more educational style, less, I guess you could say, firebrand podcasts. So don't be expecting to see any of my rants anymore on YouTube. I need to try and find a way to still keep that platform, and hopefully one day I can get monetized and start making some sort of money off of this new career. But God willing, we will figure out a way. So the EMP series is going to be uploaded on YouTube. The Nazi series, which I had a lot of very, very good feedback for the Nazi series, that is also going to be on YouTube. And we will start to do some other things on there. I would like to say to everyone who has been visiting the website, the AmericanVindictaShow.com, that I have recently figured out how to look at analytics. I'm becoming a little bit more smarter every day. And so far, with only having this website up at sometime in January, we've already crested 4,000 viewers for the website, and that makes me very happy. You know, I mean, typically, whenever GS Radio was playing this show at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, the last time I was able to get a hard line of how many people were listening live was around 2,600 to 3,000, depending. So I think for a guy who's only been doing this since November, that's not too bad. And we can only grow from here. I have a funny feeling that the American Vindicta Show is going to hopefully hit one of those mainline websites one day. Maybe who knows, maybe someone will be able to invite me onto one of their shows if they're not too afraid to hear true rhetoric. You know, here's my problem, is I'm unfiltered, I'm uncensored, I'm uncontrollable, and I don't get paid by anyone. So, because I can't be bought off, I can talk about what I want, for as long as I'm allowed to talk about what I want. You see, there'll come a day when guys like me, Dave Hodges, the Steve Quails, the Doug Hagmans, the Alex Jones, you know, the Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity groups, we're not going to be allowed to say what we want anymore. And the Department of Homeland Security, my former agency, is doing a damn good job at living up to that stipulation. They've already posted recently that the their new ideas for violent domestic extremism is going to be anyone that goes against the narrative of the 2020 election, anyone that goes against the narrative of COVID-19 origins, anyone who goes against the narrative of vaccine efficacy, you are going to be considered a violent domestic extremist. To include the men and women who work in the Department of Homeland Security, or the Department of Justice, or the DOD, or any other government agency that's out there, this runaway tyrannical government that we have right now is going to target over half the population of the United States. And they're going to claim us all to be the bad guys, when yet, through projection, they are really the bad guys. This is very reminiscent of Nazi Germany. If you follow me at the thecommonsenseshow.com, thecommonsenseshow.tv, Dave Hodges' very famous website, then you would know, based off of thecommonsenseshow.tv program, only $2.99 a month, folks. It's very good TV, costs you very little. If you're subscribed to that, then you're going to see the latest episode that me and Dave just did tonight. By the way, it is March 14th, 2022. Praise God, we're all still alive. And I gave you an update of a message that I received from a former counterpart of mine in my former agency. And they shared with me something, and I read it aloud, and I'm not going to do it on the radio. So if you want to hear that, then go to thecommonsenseshow.tv. But more or less, what it's going to come down to, because I'm afraid that if I say it on the radio, then the FCC can come after us for it. You know, there's no telling. It's the government, man. They can do whatever they want. They can make stuff up as they go. And they can come after anybody. They can label anybody. That's going to be other politicians. That's going to be anyone out there that they deem to be a threat. What they want to say is to the government. What they want to say is to the United States. But honestly, it's a threat to themselves and the thrones that they sit upon. We, the people of the United States, listen to me, Mr. President. We are not the enemy. We, the people, are the protectors, the providers, the makers of this country. We are the incredible they. We're the ones who so far have kept the world in check until we finally got a little too big for our britches. And now, as many of you are all very much aware, the ineptitude and corruption and the despotic leaders that are currently holding the reins of the government are saying that anyone that goes against the narrative is the enemy. Mr. President, we understand the narrative. We understand that the narrative that was wrote for you to repeat, because God knows you can't make a coherent sentence. But what they tell you on that teleprompter, Joe, will one day affect your friends and your family, your children, your grandchildren, all those kids that you like to sniff. They're going to affect everybody. And you are willfully going along with this. And for the life of me, I don't know why. I know you're a racist, Joe. I know you don't like America. I know from the various videos I've watched you say openly say the N-word repeatedly. I can't play that on air. Otherwise I would, Joe, but I'd be taken down. I know that at some point in time, you were not the friend of police. You were not the friend of the NRA. You were not the friend of the American patriot who still clings to his Bible, his guns, his God, and his guts. Joe, at one point in time, you became the enemy of the Constitution by standing for the horrific politics that the Democratic Party aligns with. You cannot call yourself a Christian, Joe, and support abortion. Sorry, I draw the line at murdering children. Here's the thing, Joe, and I hope you're listening to me. I actually do pray for your salvation. Sometimes I don't know if you're worth the prayer. But I'm not a petty person. I wouldn't go after an entire nation of people because they don't believe the way I believe. But I do pray for you. I pray that one day you're able to pull your head out of your ass and you're able to see the damage you've caused in this country. You will be judged one day, Joe Biden. Not just by this nation, not just by the children of this nation that you're desperately trying to ruin, not just by the people who voted you into power, but you will be judged by Jesus. And Joe, from the looks of it, from the way you shamble around like a zombie, I would say you don't have very long. So I would be getting my soul in order, Joe, if I were you. I would be telling my loved ones that I don't have long on this earth and that I'm going to get right with Jesus. I'm going to go against all this bad stuff that I've been doing and I'm going to expose it because I care about my salvation more than I do Hunter Biden's crack pipe. That's what I pray for you, Joe. I know you like to fight everybody. I know you like to be a pretend tough guy. But Joe, at the end of the day, who is it that tells you what to do? Is it Barack or is it Kamala? Because I don't think you're in control. I don't think that you could prove to me that you're in control. Let me ask you a question, Mr. President. What exactly did the Saudis say when you asked them for oil and they told you no? What was the exact verbiage that they used? Or the Iranians, when you went to them and they told you no oil for you, Joe, sorry. Even though you did send them $1 billion not too long ago with your former boss, Barack. What about Venezuela? What did they tell our ambassadors whenever we went down there and asked if we could tap into their oil? Did they tell them absolutely not? Last time you were here, you tried starting a revolution. How many people are still out in Venezuela digging through the trash cans to find food? Is that our future, Joe? Because at this rate, the way you've absolutely killed the Keystone Pipeline. You've killed the XL Pipeline. I don't understand it, but you know, when people have to pay $10 to $12, maybe even $15 a gallon for unleaded gasoline, and even higher for diesel fuel, they're going to riot in the streets, Joe. No one's going to be able to buy food at the efficient way that they were because the price gouging. The prices will rise so much that people are going to have to decide, do I fill up my car or do I buy groceries? People are not going to be able to make it to work. They'll have to ask for advancements on their check or pay raises. And with the way this economy is going, Joe, that ain't happening. So who are your economic advisors anyways? Because I think you need to fire them. Joe, I, like you, enjoy this country. I enjoy the many freedoms that we have. I've been to other countries in the world where we don't have these types of freedoms. I've been to other countries in the world, Joe, just like you have. I mean, maybe not Ukraine and China where, you know, I get paid millions of dollars to just show up like your son. But I've been to other countries around this world where politicians like you asked young men like me to pick up a rifle, don a helmet, and to go fight for American freedom, to go and destroy evil and tyranny, terrorism. Many of us veterans, Joe, were left behind in the bloody sands of Iraq and the dark mountains of Afghanistan. And every time one of them came off of that bird in Delaware, and you looked down at your watch, and you didn't salute, you didn't put your hand over your heart, you were waiting to see when you could leave. And for all 13 coffins with that beautiful American flag that was draped over it, my heart sank deeper and deeper to my chest. Because I know what those losses mean. Those losses mean that 13 generations of families will no longer be born in this country. And you were responsible for it. So tell me, Joe, who was your military advisor that told you to pull out of Afghanistan like that? You know, Joe, I've been watching Ukraine, and I've been watching just what exactly is falling apart there. And it's not the Ukrainian defense. It's not the Russian invasion. No, what's falling apart is the American agenda. The narrative, Joe, it's breaking apart. Aren't you going to pay attention to it? Joe, aren't you afraid of the narrative going off of the original path? Aren't you afraid, Joe, of the exposure of what's really in Ukraine? When are you going to tell us the truth about the tissue samples from the Russians? When are you going to tell us the truth, Joe, about the biolabs? Russia's already came out and named most of them. We found most of them already in the white papers for the scopes of work. I would like to know, Joe, when you're just going to confess it all. See, many Americans would probably just welcome the confession of the lie instead of being forced to live the lie and then have to react to the nuclear fallout. Because at this rate, Joe, what you're really doing is you're sticking your head back up your ass again. Because you're showing the world that tough guy Joe Biden doesn't know how to be strategically responsible when it comes to geopolitical issues. No, Joe, what you do is you send someone like cackling Kamala Harris, who does not know how to speak to adults properly, and you send her as your foreign ambassador to this upcoming world war, instead of showing up yourself. Why didn't you show up to meet Vladimir, Joe? Why haven't you two come to a decision to speak? Or will he just not speak with you? America wants to know, Mr. President. Are you afraid of Vladimir Putin, or is Vladimir Putin afraid of you? Mr. President, there are atrocities happening in Ukraine. There are innocents that are dying. There are also now innocents that are dying throughout Russia, and atrocities that have only just begun. We haven't even seen the real ramifications yet in Russia. But will you be held liable for when people starve and riot and get murdered because there's no more food, or because the ruble has completely crashed and the world has backed out of supporting the people of Russia? Even if you don't agree with the autocrat that is Vladimir Putin, you can be somewhat civil for the rest of the people of Russia. Not everybody in Russia agrees with what's happening in Ukraine. So why is it, Joe, that you feel that it's okay for all of them to suffer? Please tell me, Mr. President, who told Visa and MasterCard to cancel everything in Russia? Who told Apple, Google, YouTube? Who told all these different social media platforms and telephone companies? All these various companies that are out there, so many I can't even begin to name, and I don't even care at this point. Who told them to completely pull out of Russia? And what about these companies now, Mr. President? Like Meta, used to be Facebook. You remember that, Joe? What about this company, Meta, who now is allowing the appropriation of crowdsource funding? Or the complimentary comments of neo-Nazis in Ukraine? I heard you talk about white guilt and white pride. I heard you talk about white rage and all your affiliates that are out there that love to preach racism. Where is your anger now with the fact that the United States, to include the CIA, who is supporting and funneling money and weapons to neo-Nazis like the Azov Battalion or the Reich Sector? There are a couple others in there as well. If you don't believe me, Joe, just call Justin. Call Justin Trudeau from Canada and ask to speak to his deputy prime minister, who went and posed for pictures with some of those neo-Nazi groups. I understand, Joe, that Russia is a major geopolitical enemy. But shouldn't we have a care for supporting Nazis again? Are you aware, Mr. President, that George Soros has a picture of himself when he was, what, 14 years old? Wearing a Nazi SS uniform? Are you aware, Mr. President, that he should be tried for war crimes? Are you aware, or do you have any concern, that George Soros was almost solely responsible for funneling money to Antifa and to Black Lives Matter, whom set half of the United States on fire within the past couple years. Killed how many people? Injured thousands? Attacked law enforcement? This thing that you apparently say that you agree with for supporting law enforcement. Where's the righteousness and the justice for the law enforcement officers who were gravely injured in the riots, Mr. President? Do you care even less about us? Because you care a whole lot about Ukraine. I know that you don't care about the border for whatever reason. We know what comes across that border, Mr. President, and so do you. Here, I'll label some of it for you just in case you've forgotten in your older age. Illegal narcotics. Some of the most addictive narcotics in the world, like fentanyl, has rampaged itself throughout your democratic cities, your bastions of hope. They have completely decimated the black community. They have made their way into the suburbs. They have made their way into the country. And they are smuggled by men, women, and children by an actual international terrorist group called the Mexican cartels. But your Democrats, your counterparts, they won't name the Mexican cartels as international terrorists. I wonder why is that, Joe? There's more things that come across that border. Human trafficking, which is a soft way for saying child sex slavery. How about this one, Joe? Because we know how much you don't like guns. Guns come north of that border, and they also go south of that border, along with ammunition going north and south. Maybe you should seize all the guns on the border by completing the wall, by hiring more Border Patrol, enforcing U.S. laws. If you're so worried about ghost guns and all these other loose weapons that are in the black market, well, Joe, one way you can stop that is by securing our border. And you know what? I support you if that's the route you want to go. And I think the men and women of the great Border Patrol would as well. We get very tired at seeing the same thing every day, of watching secretive flights landing throughout the United States and inserting only God knows who into our cities. Some of these people aren't vetted. Many of them, Joe, are repeat felons, murderers, narco-terrorists, international terrorists, pedophiles, rapists, gang members like the MS-13. But it doesn't seem like you care about that, Joe. If it affected one of your grandchildren or one of your children, I bet you would act then. But as per usual, with Operation Knee-Jerk Reaction, that is the United States government, you politicians don't do anything until it gravely affects you or someone dies. Isn't that right? That's the way it's always gone. When we had the Dallas shooter, what was that, back in 2016? My unit that was out there, we didn't even have plate carriers or helmets issued to us. We had to buy our own. Now, I had my own. Not many of us do because, you know, even though the government salaries are somewhat pretty good, they're still not that great. And then miraculously, within a matter of a week, everybody gets plate carriers with the armor, and everybody gets helmets. Isn't that awesome? Just took a couple officers to die. and my heart still goes out to the families who have lost their loved ones because of the ineptitude and corruption of politicians. There are evil men out there, Mr. President, more evil than you. You know, strike that. I don't know if I can call you evil yet. I will monitor and I will observe. But I think, Mr. President, you are very far beyond ineptitude. I think you are very far beyond being naive. I think you will be held willfully responsible for what is happening. Because I wanted to let you in on what may be, I don't know, a private joke. Maybe it's my own madness. But I want to let you in on something that I believe is called Project Patsy. Now, Project Patsy, much like Operation Scapegoat that will come next, are a secret operation that the United States government is completely complicit in and is currently in the midst of. The subjects of these operations are Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris. Project Patsy. Here's a summary of what I've got so far. Somewhere in a secret place, a meeting was taking place to decide the fate of the United States. After the meeting, a well-known figure was considered to be the perfect presidential candidate for what we are soon to experience. Someone out there said, "We need a frail, crazy old pervert with a little world experience, a history of corruption, can be easily blackmailed, easily manipulated, and he must be able to willfully undermine the trust of the people of the United States and to violate the Constitution of the United States." That subject was Joe Biden. Joe Biden will be willfully blamed for every atrocity that we soon face. From the Afghanistan withdrawal, shutting down our pipelines only to turn around and buy oil from our enemies, funding terrorism in Ukraine, the false flag operation that was January 6th and the January 6th committee that was used to violate and strip the rights of Americans who are still patriotic. It can only get worse from here. Soon we will have $7 a gallon for gasoline. Then the riots come after the food trucks stop delivering. And then what happens, Joe? When your Democratic colleagues are so embarrassed by your just horrible presidential directives, the inconceivable amount of injustice, they'll no longer bring you out. And if anything, they'll probably impeach you. And as they go to impeach you, Kamala Harris will be right there to assist with it, documenting everything that you've done, recording every secret conversation, all for the effort to blackmail you, pushing you closer and closer to getting us into a war with Russia. But who replaces you, Joe? Surely it's not Kamala. She's Operation Scapegoat. Kamala Harris is a used contraceptive. Nobody cares about Kamala. If Kamala stopped talking today, no one would ever care that she spoke out again. America, Joe, we are beyond being pissed off at this point. the MAGA rallies that you witness, the freedom convoys that you so detest, all the people who make fun of you, the protests that are soon to come, Joe, that is American vindicta. You are seeing the righteous anger, the rebellion, the revenge of patriotic Americans who refuse to put up with the lies. This vindicta, something that was lost many years ago, I believe during the Iraq and Afghan wars, was very demoralizing. Your former boss, Barack Obama, helped out very much with that, with tampering down the fiery rage that was the American patriot. And he led the way for Donald Trump. Now, I do like Donald Trump. Some people do, some people don't. I liked what he stood for. He may not have done everything that I wanted him to do. And there were plenty of opportunities that I saw Donald Trump avoid or just outright make an excuse for not doing what we, I guess you could say, paid him to do, voted in for him to do. Hillary's still free, so I'm going to have to hold him accountable to that one. But I will take Donald Trump 10,000 times over a Joe Biden. I will take a mean tweet over an embarrassing stutter any day. At least the enemies of the United States respected that man as the president. They knew if they messed around, they would find out that Donald Trump would not tolerate anything. Instead, what I have now to deal with is you. I have a pathetic excuse for a man as a president. I don't know what direction you think you're taking this country. And I don't know how many other world leaders you can blame for ruining our country. But let me tell you something, Mr. President, from the heart. You are killing this country. You are going to be solely responsible for the decimation of our economy. We know that you and all your lackeys, all your New World Order elitist buddies that are out there, we know that you plan on depopulation. We know that you plan on starvation. We know that you cook up bioweapons just to release upon the world. We know that you just thirst for bloodshed and world war. But we the people, much like myself, are very much awake. I have awoken, Joe, to the schemes that you so deliberately try to hide. And so, I would say, many people on the left, who, if you don't realize this, all of you ladies and gentlemen that are leftists, you too have to live in this country. How do you like the gas prices? How much is a gallon of milk where you live? I'm telling you, folks, Joe Biden has willfully sold this country to the Chinese, to the highest bidder. And there's just nothing we can do about it at this rate. That's why I believe whenever the midterms come and they start to lose themselves on those votes. And Nancy's not there anymore. Good old Chucky Schumer is kicked out of a job. At that point in time, we're going to start seeing riots again. There will be more wars again. Hell, just look at it. Just recently, for no reason at all, Iran decided to launch 6 missiles into Iraq to hit a supposed U.S. Israeli military compound. They didn't dare do that when Donald Trump was president, because they know we would smash everything that was standing for reprisal. There are other more colorful words I would use, but I can't, because right now I have to somewhat make this a family show. Joe, let me just finish with this. If you really want to repent for the sins that you've committed against this country, you need to come out with the truth. Now, I know that could be very costly. I know that certain people that hang out in certain groves or certain meeting places won't like that. But if you really want to be the greatest president in the United States history, you need to tell us a few facts. You need to tell us the truth about COVID and Dr. Fauci. You need to tell us the truth about yellowcake uranium and Hillary Clinton. You need to tell us the truth about, let's just say 9/11. You need to denounce Antifa and Black Lives Matter. You need to tell us the truth of what you know about United States biolabs around the Russian border, to include Ukraine. And finally, Joe, you need to apologize, not just to all the Americans out there, but I want to see a public apology to Donald Trump, because you did spy on him as president. You did spy on him as candidate. But I don't expect anything like that from you. No, Joe, in fact, I expect you to get much worse, not just mentally, but politically. I'm going to take a break from trashing Joe Biden and just tell you something weird that just happened. Now, between Dave Hodges and myself, and Steve, and Steve Quell, and a few others, when we're doing these types of podcast or broadcast, it seems like every now and then something just strange happens. I've had this computer up and running on my Wi-Fi network since November, whenever I got the internet for the first time at my house, and I started this show. Never had one problem with the internet. Never had one problem with the Wi-Fi connection. And in the middle of me speaking, I just noticed that my Wi-Fi started to go out. How interesting. It's back on now. Thank you for whoever messed with that. And there are times when our communications are completely messed with or fried. Ask Steve Quill about that one. Or Dave Hodges. God, we all know about it. So before I leave you, I want you to help me out with something. Rumble and YouTube. Now, within the past month alone, 3,000 of you have visited the American Vindicta Show website. I would very much appreciate it if I could get that many people to go and subscribe to the YouTube channel, American Vindicta Show, and follow me and subscribe on Rumble at American Vindicta. I am also on the social media platform called Getter. You can find me there at the American Vindicta Show. Feel free to email me anytime. You can go to theamericanvindictashow.com. We have an email section there. You can contact me. And I'll promise you this. And I talked to Tim Albrino about it. He thinks I should get into this area. And I know a little bit about it, being that I am a former G-man and all. But if we can get 4,000 subscribers within the next month on either Rumble or YouTube or both, that would be awesome. I will do a week-long special over everything that I know and everything that I can find out, and my sources go deep, about unidentified flying objects. And maybe, just maybe, I can get some very interesting people on for an interview to talk to us about it. So, that's my challenge to you, the listener. If you can help me reach up to 4,000 by spreading this podcast, spreading the YouTube channel, spreading the Rumble, we will have a awesome week to talk about UFOs or alien encounters, some cool historical stories on this. And because I know that we can do it, I've already got some things lined up. I've already got some people that I have in mind to talk to. Some of them you have seen on Ancient Aliens, and one of them you already know, Tim Albarino. But we have some other people that we can reach out into this roster, and the UFO roster runs very deep. So I think you guys would really enjoy it. Thank you very much to KYAH Radio. Thank you very much to GSRadio.net for hosting this podcast. I understand that every now and then I might be a little bit of a pain in the ass to deal with. And I understand that maybe I cuss a little bit more than I should or I'm supposed to. But, you know, that's just me. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and I don't want to be affiliated with everybody either. So I think one of the unique things about this platform that I have, about American Vindicta, is that I'm just going to get on the radio and I'm just going to talk to you. I'm not going to hype myself up. I'm not here out here trying to, you know, promote all these different things. that being said, just to sound a little hypocritical, if you are interested in advertisement, if you are interested in product testing, and you want me to test a product for you, or even make an advertisement for that product testing, you can visit the AmericanVindictaShow.com and send me an email, and we can talk about it. If you have any cool stories that you want to be read or heard, if you have any subjects that you think are good for me to research for us to explore upon on the radio, send them to me. Many of you know already that I do correspond back and forth through email. I'm not one of those guys who just completely ignores you. I think that's probably one of the most unique things about what I do, is I really am here for we the people. I am no celebrity. I am not some crazy wealthy rich guy. I'm not the Christian who thinks that he's better than everybody else. If anything, I hope more than just Christians are listening to me. I hope we're reaching across a large venue of people, because, you know, at the end of the day, I do want to win people over to Christ, but we are also all Americans, and we all have to deal with these shenanigans of politicians and their political miscalculations. We're all going to have to deal with it together. You know, when Red Dawn happens and America gets nuked, or, you know, if you just so happen to find yourself caught in the next protest or riot or active shooter, or, you know, we're getting invaded from any other direction, I want you to know this. When you're running for your life and during the next active shooter at a Walmart or a school, you're not going to look over at the person in front of you, to the left or right of you or behind you, and go, "Hey, are you a Christian? If not, don't follow me." One of the things I think we need more in this country is solidarity as Americans. I would really like to see the embracing of Philadelphia, not the city Philadelphia, but the embracing of brotherly love. And I do, you know, wish for peace, but I'm a pragmatist and I don't see that coming. So real quick, I want to give you all just a little bit of a history lesson and just a little bit of research to do. I would like for you all to, you know, get ready to copy this down. Or you can go to theamericanvindictusshow.com and you can look up my blogs, because it's there on the blog. And I want you to do a little bit of your own research. It would make you a little bit, you know, smarter of a person to understand what's happening throughout the world. And I want you to research something that we can all eventually talk about. But for right now, I'm just going to read it. The right to war. Is ad velum. That's Latin, by the way. Means a right to war. A just war. This refers to the branch of law, a Congress, that defined the legitimate reasons that a state has to go to war and focuses on certain criteria for a just war, a justified war. A justified conflict where men and women will be sacrificed for the other nations, and blood will be spilled for reasons most will never understand until years later, after the conclusion of the war. In my opinion, a justification for war should come from more than just political differences between world leaders and false flag-driven operations generated for the need to claim resources. Think about it. The way we wage war now is more destructive than ever. Gone are the old days when kingdoms would fight their wars on distant battlefields. Yes, villages were still burned and innocents murdered, and the losing side enslaved, but the ability to raise cities with iron and steel has been replaced by a more sinister means of destruction. Chemical, biological, nuclear, and radiological destruction are variations and advancements of warfare that none can comprehend unless you have lived through it. Another aspect of the advancements of war is the cunning use of fictional stories, intelligence gathering, false flag operations, and actionable intelligence. Operation Northwoods, Operation Susanna, the Levon Affair, Operation Mongoose, Operation Ajax, Operation COINTELPRO, COINTELPRO, of the FBI, the Gulf of Tonkin, and the Reichstag fires of Nazi Germany, all false flag operations. Let us recount these historical false flags as evidence of proven government deception, as well as we all try to analyze the Russian and Ukrainian conflict. Always question our involvement in this war and who it is actually benefiting. Never just assume that the government is out there for your best of interest, or for freedom's sake. If you go to the blog site that is on the website, AmericanVindictorShow.com, look at the blog called Right to War. Glance through it. You may find it to be historically credible and accurate, and it may expound upon some of the lies that you're seeing throughout mainstream media currently. Don't believe everything you're being told, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I have for you tonight. This will be airing on Monday. I'm recording it Sunday night. I'm in a very strange mood because of everything that's happening. I feel like it's the calm before the storm. God be with you all. God bless America. God bless our troops. Pray for our safety. Pray for the safety of your family and of this country. My name's Doug Thornton. You've been listening to American Vindicta. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.